Meanwhile, international relations and security expert Erobad Ibrahim has welcomed government's decision to retrieve all illegal arms in the country, especially in the run-up to this year's polls. He said, though the 32-day ultimatum is too charitable, government must descend heavily on persons who disregard the directive. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Ibrahim said the move is feasible, but admitted that the retrieval process will be a difficult one. He asked authorities to strategize to ensure that all illegal weapons are recalled. He spoke to
the country's efforts at deproliferating the system of such lethal weapons is a welcome piece of news. And I believe, just like other countries of the world, we can't achieve a zero percentage of the sheer preponderance of such small arms in our system. So it's work in progress. The situation can never be impeccable. So the pessimistic opinion that has been expressed by some, that this is the third in a row at getting these lethal weapons out of the system, will also fail. For me, is unpatriotic. And we should always be optimistic and have confidence in the faith of people we pay to keep us safe. And I believe fundamentally, a 32-day ultimatum is charitable enough. And I would urge government to come down heavily on anybody who doesn't make the best out of this grace period and continues to possess a firearm when it hasn't been duly licensed. And already the Interior Minister has indicated that anybody who is found culpable after this period elapses could do up to 10 years in jail. So fundamentally, it's a very strong signal, a very robust one that is being sent out by in the lead up to a crucial election that may register one or two insecurity issues or destabilizing issues here and there. And therefore, we can't afford to let these firearms be in the arms of wrong people. And a call like this from the Interior Minister is quite timely. But my concern has to do with the modus operandi. How do you go about lumping all weapons and putting the same umbrella, knowing so well that some are contraband imported into the country by people who are into the land guard system and people who are into the mining industry and people who want to use those weapons for other reasons, including political ones, in case things go amiss in December? Then we have a second category of locally manufactured weapons. And since time immemorial, we've been calling on government to duly license people around the Alavanya and Konya area that have got the expertise to manufacture such locally. Then people at Swami Magazine in Kumasi, people here at Abosokan, Accra. So when we duly license and register these people, we'll be able to track and monitor their activities. And the state would know how many of such guns they produce every month, who the patrons of these guns are, and how these guns are utilized. But if you consider their activities illegitimate, even though as a hunter-gatherer society that is quite conservative, and such expertise has been handed down to them by their great-grandparents or grandparents, then they will surreptitiously produce these weapons and make them available on the black market.
Now, as an expert, do you think owners of small arms will willingly surrender their weapons?
A 50-50 situation. Certainly, there is a provision within our criminal code and that a person who is duly licenses a gun can possess it and use it for self-protection. It doesn't suffice to put your confidence in state security institutions. The country gives you a leeway to possess a firearm. So fundamentally, not everybody would willingly want to hand over and the gun they possess, especially if that individual uses that gun for any illicit activity. So I think this should be the first step in a series of things we are adopting as a country to cleanse the system of such lethal weapons.
Erobad Ibrahim is an international relations and security expert who I spoke to earlier.